Okay, here's what I want to do. For the next. Wow, where'd all the time go? I told you we'd be done by 7. For the next 19 minutes, we are going to see how much we have learned in the last 3.5 months on the books of history. I hope that you sat on a smart pew. Okay? I hope that you sat on a smart pew. If you feel like your pew might be lacking a little bit, we'll all close our eyes and you can pick a different pew. No, we won't. We're going to keep our eyes open and watch you move, okay? Here's what we're going to do. Very quickly, we're going to proceed down this prophet quiz by row on the paper and by pew. Okay. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you answer on your pew, you can't answer again for the rest of the night.
What?
That was loud. Okay. If you answer on your pew, you can't answer anymore tonight. All right? So we're going to start with this pew right here since Mr. Chad is so excited about the prospect of only being able to answer. What, you got the prophet quiz? Because we're going to do this quick. We're going to see how much we know. All right? Everybody got a prophet quiz? What? Now here's the deal. How much of this do you know? We're not going to go by pew just for an exercise. How much of this do you know? Take a pen out and just start filling it in. How much do you know without looking it up? All right? Chad, Joshua tells about what?
Conquering the promised land.
Okay, but you can't answer anymore tonight. All right, this pew right here. Anybody can answer. I don't care, but this pew's right here. Chosen by God to replace Moses.
Yeah.
Who? Joshua? Okay, you can't answer anymore tonight. All right, this pew right here. Number 3. Number of men chosen by Joshua to spy out the land. Shay. 12. Oh. Wrong. Sorry, I like doing that to Shay. 2 is correct. Shay, you can try answering again, but Kristen's not. Did you say 2?
Yeah.
Oh, you all should have listened to Danielle. All right, number next. Who hid the spies? This
Rahab.
Pew.
Rahab.
Rahab, all right, but he can answer again because Bonnie already answered. All right, number of times they marched around the city of Jericho, this pew right here. 13. Greg, you can't answer anymore. All right, the only battle the Jews lost, this pew right here. The only battle the Jews lost.
AI,
you can't answer anymore, Jackie, all right? You're done. Territory captured by Joshua. This pew right here, territory captured. All the promised land. Sarah said it, can't answer anymore. All right, Judges tells about what, this pew right here. Judges. Can you be a little more specific?
The period of the judges.
15. Okay. Specifically, what did the judges do?
They judged Israel.
They
helped them get away from when they were
in sin. And okay, so God raised up deliverers, another word for judges. All right, we're going to try this pew right here. Duration of the period of the judges. Anybody on this pew know? Duration of the period of the judges. It was more than, I'm going to go to this pew. More than how many years, period of the judges? Not that many. More than, anybody on this pew know? More than how many years, period of the judges? Johnny, are you on a pew all by yourself? That's kind of sad. Nobody would sit with Johnny. I'm not even going to ask Johnny how long the period is. Okay, I'm coming all the way to the front. All right, duration of the period of the judges, number 9 on this sheet.
About 300 years.
300 years. Okay, can't answer anymore, Kathy. All right. Oh, Don and Carol. So what do we do with this pew after they both answer? I don't know. Number of judges. Do y'all know this? You need some help? 15. Can't answer anymore, Carol. That was your question. All right, left-handed judge, this pew.
Ehud
is correct. Woman judge, this pew.
Deborah.
So you can still answer, Joe. All right. The judge with an army of 300.
Gideon.
Correct. Judge who made the foolish promise.
Jephthah.
That was Amber. Was that Amber? Okay. All right, just making sure. Strong judge. Not your answer. Shh. Don't tell him. It's not your answer. Strong judge.
Samson.
Oh. You're right. I didn't hear you, Pete. I'm sorry. The woman who deceived Samson, this pew. Delilah. Let's see. Dan, you can't answer anymore. The book of Ruth tells about what? This pew. Ruth and Naomi. And who's the other one? Ruth's marriage to Boaz. All right, number 18. Ruth's mother-in-law. Naomi. Good answer. Ruth's second husband. We got six people here. Boaz, that's correct. Hey, y'all are still in the game. She answered for you. All right, 1 Samuel tells about.
Samuel.
Saul and David. All right, back pew. What do we know back here? The old judge. Don't say Joe. The old judge.
Eli,
okay. Coming to the front again. Let's see. Chad, you already answered, right?
Maybe.
Do we need a lesson on telling the truth? All right, Samuel's mother. Samuel's mother. Hannah. You don't have to raise your hand because there's only two of you. All right, okay. That was nice and polite, though. All right, raised Samuel. Eli. This pew. Eli. Didn't you answer already? Oh, no, she answered already. Okay. Heard by Samuel in the middle of the night. Oh, can't answer. Heard by Samuel in the middle of the night. Heard by Samuel in the middle of the night. God, all right, the voice of God, but we'll take God because that was his voice. All right, Samuel's response when he heard the Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. All right, this guy's answered. The last judge, number 26.
Samuel
is correct. Who said that? Is that you, Karen? Or was that Michelle? Oh, I thought, never mind. Okay. Reason Israel asked for a king, number 27.
To be like the rest of the nation.
Ellen answered before you. Sorry, you got to be faster, Novell. All right. Rejected by Israel when they asked for a king. Huh?
God.
You're out, Mike. All right, first king of Israel. Saul. Correct. All right, that was you, Ruth. Can't do it again. Anointed David to be king. Anointed David to be king. Let me go to this pew. This pew. Anointed David to be king. Mary, did you say it? Samuel. That's correct. She's way on the far end, and Mary doesn't speak very loudly. All right, God's description of David. Anybody on this pew know? Man after God's own heart. Oh, Tim came in, Johnny, but he didn't even sit on your pew. He came in and sat on his own pew. Oh, man. All right, so I'll let Johnny or Tim answer this. The giant killed by David.
Goliath.
All right, Tim, you can't answer. That's the rules. You can't answer anymore. All right, front pew up here. Can't believe Tim wouldn't sit on Johnny's pew. David's weapons against Goliath, number 33. Anybody know?
Sling
and five smooth stones. Chuck, you're awfully quiet tonight. David's best friend.
After Jonathan or before Jonathan?
I'll take Jonathan, since you said it twice. Weapon thrown by Saul trying to kill David.
Spear.
Spear is correct. Who answered on this pew last time? You did? Oh, I forgot. Okay, number 36.
David.
36. Second king of Israel.
David.
Brad got it, Joe. Killed because he touched the ark. 37. Uzzah. All right. David's first occupation.
Shepherd.
Wow. Y'all are jumping. I'm on 39. The back of the prophet page. Yeah, there's a front and a back. Tricky. 39. Woman with whom David committed adultery.
Bathsheba.
Who answered on this pew last time?
Peace.
Oh, Pete. All right, Pete and Pat, you're out. 40, man killed, man, what does this say? Man David killed to have his wife.
Uriah.
I don't know, you all flip a coin. All right, prophet sent by God to sinful David to condemn him for his adultery.
Nathan.
Was that you, Jerry?
Yes.
All right, third king of Israel. Third king of Israel. Dirk, you entered last time, didn't you? Oh, you got to be quiet now. Third king of Israel. There's Saul, David, and then Solomon. All right. 43. Asked for wisdom. Who asked for wisdom? Y'all quiet? Pardon? Solomon is correct. Who was the wisest man? What? You got people left your pew. That's sad. I'll hold it up. Wisest man. Solomon. Built the temple. Solomon. All right. Front pew up here. Hey, Rachel. Do you know what material was used to overlay the temple?
Gold.
Wouldn't that have been pretty?
Of course.
Of course it would have. All right. Number of Solomon's wives.
A lot.
Without number.
No, they were with number. Number of Solomon's wives.
Plenty.
Plenty. Anybody on this pew know?
Quite a few.
300.
More than that.
700
wives. 300 concubines. That's a few too many. All right, number of years reigned by Saul, David, and Solomon. How long did they each reign? It's not seven. That's a Bible number. If it's not seven, then what's another Bible? 40. 40 Saul, 40 David, 40 for Solomon. All right. Jump over to the priest quiz. Let's just do the key facts. How much time I got? 5 minutes. All right, this pew is getting harder. We're on the priest quiz. Sign used to spare Rahab's family. Scarlet cord is correct. Number two, reason for Israel's defeat of Ai. Defeat at Ai. Reason for Israel. Why did they lose at Ai? You want to come sit on this pew? Oh, okay. Why did Israel lose at Ai? Anybody on the pew know? Well, that's part of the reason. Why did they lose at Ai? They were sitting in the camp by the name of who? Achan. All right. Enabled Joshua and Israel to defeat Gibeon. There was a defeat that took place at Gibeon. How did they win the battle? They needed a little longer in the day. So what happened? Sun stood still. All right. Joshua's task after conquering the land. He conquered it and then he divided the land. All right, good. Joshua's companion. You have Joshua and who? Joshua's companion who wholly followed the Lord. Caleb is correct. Number of the cities of refuge. It's not five and it's not seven. No, it's not 40. Six is correct. Let's see. Age of Joshua when he died. Anybody back here know how old he was? He was older than you. Around 100. 110 when he died. All right, well, that was back row. Front row. Number eight, carried out of Egypt and buried by Israel in Shechem. Whose bones? Joseph's bones. Can you answer this without talking? Because you all have both answered this already. Yes? Okay. Yes, there's a circle. There's a cycle. All right. Four. Okay, all right. We're going to go to this pew. Cycle of the judges. What happened? I'll start it with sin. So what happened after sin? What?
Punishment, captivity.
Okay. They sinned. They were punished. Taken captive.
They repented.
They were sent a deliverer. Send a judge, and then when he died, they sinned again. Cycle starts all over again. Okay, good. Failure of Israel regarding the Canaanite nations.
Didn't drive them all out.
He's been trying to get an answer in. Can't answer anymore, Joe. Failure of Israel regarding their children. Didn't do what?
Teach them God's word.
Didn't, but you already answered, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh. Anybody else want to answer? They didn't teach them God's word. Good answer. Okay, very nice. All right. Appointed by Deborah to lead Israel in battle.
Barak,
correct. Violent death of Sisera. How did Sisera die? You ever been camping? Tent peg through the head. Right through the temple. You got to read that story, man. It's a good story. It's fun. All right. Number 14, three signs given to Gideon. Dew on the fleece? Not on the fleece? Fire out of the rock. Good. All right. The process of reducing Gideon's army. Did you say afraid? Water drinking was one. And afraid was the other. Yeah, that's a good. Okay, 22,000 were afraid. They went home. And then 9,700, they drank water when they were on their knees. And they were sent home. All right, what were the weapons given to Gideon's soldiers? Three weapons. Pitcher, torch, and a trumpet. I don't even know who's talking. I'm hearing the answers. It's like a voice from heaven is speaking and saying, pitcher and torch and trumpets. And let's see. All right. Animals that were used by Samson to punish the Philistines. I'll give you a clue. He tied their tails together. Foxes. 300 different foxes. All right. We're back to this pew that y'all are holding your own now. But you both answered already, right? Oh, that's not fair. All right. How Samson killed 3,000 people in his death. Anybody back here know that? How did Samson kill 3,000 people in his death? You see, you all already answered. I got to come back up to the front. Hey, Casey, do you know how he killed 3,000 in his death? Have you answered yet, Casey? Who hasn't answered on this pew? Oh, yeah. Throw her under the bus. You've already answered. See, if I skip Don and Carol because they've already answered, and then I let you answer, then I'm going to hear about it later. So who cares? Throw David under the bus,
exactly. Huh? Yeah. What do you think we're trying to do here?
He tore down the building, pushed down the pillars.
Yeah, I knew that.
You knew that?
I just didn't.
Of course, you didn't just want to spoil it for the rest of us. All right, how many of these answers do you know? Take these sheets home. Take these sheets home, and work on them. How many do you know? The priest quiz, the prophet, and now the priest quiz in written form are both out there in the Bible study corner. They're both on the website. Go and see how much you know. These are all straight from the prophet and priest cards. If you're missing a card, let me know. I'll fill in your field manual with whatever card you need.